We ended off last year talking about the din of an aniva, that aniva, as opposed to a kasher, is a better situation, that we paskin in principle an aniva alone is mutter. Machlokas Tanaim, as we saw. Definition of aniva, which we were a little bit struggling for last time, I saw Rabbi Ribiat. The classic example of a aniva is a slipknot, but Rabbi Ribiat says definition of aniva is that something that you can untie without having to go through the backward motion of undoing a knot and the reverse process of making a knot. So if kosher is making a knot, and then matir is undoing the knot in the backward sequence of making the knot, aniva is something where you just pull it out and it goes back to nothing. There's no opposite action that's equivalent to matir. So we were discussing at the end last time the status of kasher al gabe aniva al gabe kasher, which is most relevant in tying shoes, where if you typically would make a knot followed by a bow and then a knot on top of the bow, which would be a kasher al gabe aniva al gabe kasher, what is the status of that? So I didn't realize as much when we were talking last time, but looking at it again, there seems to have been a shift in the literature over the last 25 years among the Kitzer Svarim. In the second volume, the classic volume of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Shmir Shabbos is so same that tying your shoes in such a fashion is so you can't make a kasher al gabe aniva al gabe a kasher, because that is essentially a kasher al gabe kasher, which we avoid as discussed. Rabbi Ribiat writes the same thing. And he says it's a kasher, essentially a kasher al gabe kasher. It's not an aniva, or it's not even an aniva al gabe aniva, because you can't, if you have a double knotted shoe lace where you have a knot on top of the bow, on top of the knot, then you can't just pull it out and have it go back to a totally untied status. However, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in the third and final Madura writes that if you make an aniva al gabe kasher, and you want to make a kasher on top of that aniva in order to tighten it, as long as you're asui la'atira ba'osayom, that is mutter b'shas hatzorech. So he says if you're tying kids' shoes, you can do it in what we colloquially refer to as a double knot, which is really a knot al gabe aniva al gabe knot. And he says that is okay. And we had seen last time what Orach HaShabbos writes, but just to embellish it a little bit more, or get at his point a little more finely, Orach HaShabbos makes two observations. He says, number one, the whole din of the Shilta Giborim to Aser Kesher Gabi Kesher, even for a short amount of time, which are the Ma Paskins, that's only a Chumrah. That's what we saw previously. The Chazon Ish is only a Chumrah. We discussed Machlokas among the Kitzer Svarim as to whether the Shari Tshuva's Chida is cholik on the Minhag of the Ramah, or can it jive with the Minhag of the Ramah? It's talking about a weaker type of a Kesher Gabi Kesher, or is it cholik on the Minhag of the Ramah? But part of that discussion is that maybe the Minhag of the Ramah itself is only a Chumrah. And he says, the Orach HaShabbos, that in Mitzias, if you make what we colloquially call a double knot in shoelaces, then if you untie it, it's really going to come loose in a second, in a single motion. And a kasher gabe aniva al gabe kasher isn't a kasher gabe kasher because there's aniva blocking it, so there's no real shaychus between the first kasher and the second kasher. So I in Mitzias, I was talking to Rabbi Wiederblank on the ride home from yeshiva one day last week, and he said he thought the Orach HaShabbos was right in Mitzias, that if you undo a double knot in a shoe, it's all going to come loose right away. And the earlier Kitzer Svarim and versions of the Kitzer Svarim didn't seem to reflect of that Metzius. So I don't know. As I told you last time, I don't have shoes with shoelaces. Most of my boys don't have shoes with shoelaces, but one of my boys does. So I tried experimenting with his shoelaces, and I did it a few times. Some of the times I was able to undo it in one motion, and some of the times I wasn't. So, and it was the same shoes and shoelaces. So I'm not sure. I guess we may have to do a little broader experimentation with a larger sample You can all feel free to experiment on your own. But if that is a metzias, then a stronger argument could be made to be matter this kind of a double knot. As we said last time, Rav Shachter anyway thinks that the Minhag HaOlam is reflective of the Chida being Cholak on the Ramah. And in principle, we're makel even under normal circumstances, do a kasher gabi kasher as long as it's asil adir ba'os hayom, definitely where there's a tzarech. And I spoke to Rabbi Willig earlier today. My recollection of Rabbi Willig Shita from the Shir on Shabbos 25 years ago was that he was machmer on this. But as we discussed today, at the time, all the cases of armor were machmer on this. So he thought maybe there's more room to be makel nowadays. In light of the new observations of the more recent Kitzer Svarm. So you can add that to the list of experiments if you want to play around with your shoelaces, or if you don't have any, someone else's shoelaces, and see if there's some kind of metric or pattern to figure out when a double knot will be removed in a single motion and when not. This also then segues into this discussion of neckties. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Tesvav, the end of Se'if Samech Beis, assumes that a necktie is basically an aniv al gabi kasher, and therefore, as long as it's asil atir ba'os hayom, so aniv al gabi kasher, as we said, the Ramah based on the Agur, we're makel on if it's asil atir, the Agur was makel even more than al hayom, but the Mishnah Berurah has a middle position. That we are makel and nivah gabi kasher, but only if it's asil atir ba'os hayom. So Shmir Shabbos says, if you make a necktie and it's asil atir ba'os hayom, not like those people that we discussed last time, never untie their ties, then that would be mutter. And Shmir Shabbos doesn't distinguish between different ways of tying a necktie. In the Shabbos Home, page 221, he says, if the way you tie your necktie is such that it's going to that you can remove it in a single action, meaning when you untie it, it all resolves into a totally untied tie, then that could be mutter even lisman meruba, as opposed to a Windsor knot where they're basically two ksharim, so you wouldn't call that, he says, an aniv al gabi kasher, but maybe it's a double kasher. But it's not really a double kasher, so if it's asil atir ba'os hayom, that would be mutter, and if not, then not. So Rabbi Ribiat quotes footnote 42 from Reuven Feinstein in the name of his father. The Ramosha thought that everything's mutter. Sounds like even if it's asil atir more than ba'os hayom, because the tie isn't really a kasher at all. And Orach HaShabbos is machmir on a Windsor knot to asir it even lebo bayom. How many people make Windsor knots? Okay. I don't, not for halachic reasons, but just because I never really was able to figure out how to do it well. So the way I make my tie is the way that the Shabbos Home talks about, that it all becomes unfurled. There's no kasher left in a single motion of removing the tie. And that, according to basically all the poskim, should be much, or at least if it's asil atir ba'os hayom, maybe even more. And even a Windsor knot, if it's asil atir ba'os hayom, it sounds like most poskim are makel on that. Okay. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, writes as follows. Ha posel chavalim min ahusin, min achalaf, bichute tzemer, bichute pishta, and chute seyer, chayotze behen, Areza told us kosher, the chayiv. If you are winding ropes, then that is a talad of kosher, and that is potentially a malacha d'oraisa. This is based on the Yerushalmi. Avnei points out, Kuf Pei Beis Aleph, that the way the Yerushalmi appears lefanenu, the Yerushalmi doesn't say this is mishum kosher. He says it's the Yerushalmi says it's mishum Tovet, spinning the wool, in which case there's no opposite malacha of Tovet. If we're talking about kosher, so whatever is asur be kosher be asur be matir. If we're talking about Tova, there's no opposite of Tova. But the Rambam says this is Bichlal kosher. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this halach. It doesn't make it into Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the end of Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, that winding ropes is considered Bichlal the Malacha of kosher. What is this relevant for? So most of us don't usually wind ropes, but we may more often encounter twist ties. So Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Tesvav, Sif Nun Beis, and footnote Kuf Ayin Dalet quotes from Rishon LeZalman that based on this din of the Rambam, based on the din of Posel Chavalim, you're not allowed to tie a twist tie on Shabbos because that's essentially the same motion as winding a rope. Yeah, no.
Can anybody explain what a twist tie is?
A twist tie, let's say you buy challah in a bag and then you twist tie it on the top.
The weird metal thing that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Good. I don't know what they I don't know what it's called in Hebrew. Actually was should tell you what it's called in Hebrew. I just called it Shmir Shabbos. What do you call it? Yeah, he doesn't actually have a Hebrew word for it. He just describes it. Okay. Rabbi Ribiat, footnote 54, the Shabbos home, page 223, quote from Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe was matir using a twist tie on Shabbos. The svar being, as Rabbi Ribiat says, that this is asi lekach. So maybe it's analogous to our favorite analogy of opening and closing the door on Shabbos. If the derech to do something, to use it, is to open and close it, that's not a violation of Bona, or the Derech, according to the Ramban Tshuva, is to open and close a book with writing on the side, then that's not a violation of Mochek. And if the Derech is to walk outside with your photogray lenses, that's not a violation of Saveya. So maybe this fits into a similar mode or model that if the Derech is the way you use this kind of a twist tie is to twist it and to untwist it, maybe that's analogous to opening and closing the door. And not a violation of a malacha of kosher. The Shabbos home quotes that the Debre Tzinner and Rav Azar are makel on this as well. Quotes from Rav Yecheskel Roth, who said, "No one's going to listen to us anyway if we say it's Asur, so at least it should be Melamed Zchus." But again, Rishon LeZalman was machmir. Rabbi Willi thinks that yeah, it should be machmir on this. If you have a challah in a plastic bag with a twist tie on it on Shabbos. So if it's aser b'kosher, it's aser b'matir. So then it's better to just rip the plastic on Shabbos, which litzarach eating is not a violation of any malacha. It's not talk about them where you get the Koran, maybe, but that would be preferable over undoing or untwisting the twist tie. Rabbi Ribia thinks that even if you're machmir, if you just do a single motion of twisting, that should be mutter. That would be analogous to kesher echad, which. If it's Asilatir Boba Yom would be mutter, and there's no chashash that is a kesher shel uman. Okay, that's all as far as kosher. What about matir? So matir, simply speaking, is the opposite of kosher. Whatever you can't tie, you can't untie. But Tosus has two deos, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskal kosher on a Daraisa level. Does matir only create an Issur D'oraisa if it's Amanas Likshur? Are you only Chayiv and Matir if it's Amanas Likshur, just like Korea Amanas Litpor? Do we have the same thing? By Matir, it's only Amanas Likshur. That's 2 days in Tosos, Ayin Gimel, Amud, Aleph, Dibur Maskil, Kosher. Mishnah Berurah in Be'er Halacha and Sif Aleph, Dibur Maskil, Dino, Shin Yuzayin Aleph, Dibur Maskil, Dino, Derech HaShulchan, Shin Yuzayin, Sif Beis. They think that the mashmos of the Rambam is that you're chayiv even if it's not al menas likshor. The fact that the Rambam writes that if you're mafrid es a psil, the end of that halacha chesed we started with before, Hamafridus apsil arisa told us matir v'chayiv, that if you're separating a winded thread, that's the talad of matir. V'hushalo yiskavin l'kalkel, as long as your kavana isn't l'kalkel. But there's no indication that in order to be chayiv, it has to be amanas lichshur. That's the Yoruch HaShulchan Mishaburu. I think that at least the way the Rambam presents things, there's no indication that in order to have a Melacha D'oraisa, it has to be amanas lichshur, but that's two deos in Tosos. Mishaburu, the end of Sivkat and Kaf Gimel, Kosen L'Chayadam, that let's say your kavana was to make an aniva, which would have been heter gamur. By mistake, you made a kasher. But if your intention was never to make a kasher to begin with, and that just happened kind of by accident, then the chayyadim thinks that that is mutter to untie. That there, in order to have an iser of matir, there had to have been a kavana for the creation of that kesher. Rav Shabbos writes on that point, Perek Tesvav, Se'if Samech, Aniva Shestabcha V'Havcha L'Kesher. If you have an aniva that got messed up and ended up becoming a kesher, Mutar Lahatira, based on this Mishabura, should be analogous to Kasher Shasi Latir B'chol Yom. Then he quotes the following from Rishon Zamin, Funod Reishe. Is Mistapik, let's say you have a Kasher that formed on its own. No kavanah to make a kasher at all. And then you decided that you want to leave it there, le'olam va'ed. So there's no maisa of making the kasher. Usually we define a kasher as kasher shel kayama based on a combination of the quality of the knot and the kavanah at the time that you made the knot. But here there's no kavanah because no one made the knot. It happened on its own. And at the time that it happened, there's no calculation as to how long the knot should last. Subsequent to the knot forming on its own, the Baal HaKnot decides that he wants to leave it there, la'ola. So could I make that into a kasher shel kayama on a d'oraisa level, such that the matir that kasher would be a malacha d'oraisa? Maybe the chayadim's heter in the case where it became a kasher on its own. Maybe that's only by a kasher derabanan, deraisa. Maybe there would be choshesh that even if there's no kavana at the time you made the kasher, but now subsequent to the kasher being created, you have kavana to leave it there. Maybe there you have to be choshesh that there is a concern of matir mi deraisa. That's the question that Rishon Mazamin raises as quoted in Shmiras Shabbos. Let's move on and begin talking about the Malacha of Topher. Rashi in Parshas Truma, Perek Kavav, Pasuk Gimel, referring to the Urios, Tiana Chavros. Rashi writes, Tofran b'machat zu b'tzadzu, chamesh levad v'chamesh levad, that the Urios would be sewed with a needle, as part of the fashioning of the Urios in the Mishkan. So there was sewing done to join parts of the Urios to make a larger unit of Urios. Yerushalmi in Perek Klal Gadol indicates that that was not the case. It sounds like the units of Urios were created as a single unit and were not sewn together. And the tzorech of tefira b'mishkan, excuse me, was only where something happened, where something broke, something was detached, and it needed to be repaired through the act of tefira. That if something broke, it needed to be re-sewn, but lechatchila the urios were standalone units that didn't need to be sewn together, there weren't disparate pieces of material sewn together. They mitchila were a single unit. Now, what do we have in the Bavli? So the Gemara tells us on Ayin Dalet Amud Bey is in the bottom. So first the Gemara says, HaTofer Shtei Tfiros. The Mishnah Ayin Gimel and Aleph tells us in the list of Malachos that the Malach of Tofer is Tofer Shtei Tfiros, which we'll define shortly. Two stitches. We're asked, "V'holo kaima?" Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan b'husha kashra. Come back to that shortly. Ha'korei al menas litbor, and then the next malach in the Mishnah is korei al menas litbor. Ask the Gemara, "Kriya b'mishkan mihava?" Where was there kriya in the Mishkan? Rabbi Reb Zera, Dami Tervayu, Shekain, Yuriya shenafel badarna korin b'vetofrinasa. Says Rashi, Darn at the top of Ayin Hey and Aleph, Tolas Menaki Bonek of Katan Vagol. So if you had a urea that was bitten by this worm, the worm made a hole in the urea, Bitsarach Lakro Lamatu Lamala Sanekev, Shelo Tehe Tfira Suya Kematin Kematin. So you had to rip it open a little bit more in order to be able to re-sew it properly. Okay? The Gemara first says, Tofer Shtei Tfiros, it's just bothered by how the Tfiros are Shel Kayama, which we'll come back to. And then the Gemara says, what's the example of Kriya B'Mishkan? And it tells you, you need to be Koreya if a worm ate into the urea, and then you needed to rip it a little bit more in order to be able to sew it in a more effective fashion. So Rabbi Ribiat notes, footnote 3, that the Gemara only asks, where was Korei in the Mishkan? The Gemara doesn't ask where was Topher in the Mishkan. But it sounds like the Gemara here assumed it was Pasha that Topher in the Mishkan was on the Urias and only asked to ask where was Korei. So Korei was where there was some intervention or some worm that got into the Urias that necessitated being Korei. But as opposed to the Yerushalmi, that says even the tofer was only where there's some intervention. It sounds like the Bavli assumes that the standard, it's understood that the tofer b'mishkan was being tofer urios lechachilas part of the construction of the mishkan, the fashioning of the urios. So, as we noted, the Mishnah defines and the Mishnah presents tofer as tofer shtei tefiros, that the malacha is sewing to Tfiros. The Mishnah has that on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph as well. The two Tfiros means that you're threading something back and forth through two pieces of fabric. If you want to join together two pieces of fabric by stitching them together, so there's a back and there's a forth through those two pieces of fabric, and that's what's considered to be two stitches. And that's what the Gemara asks over here, the Lo Kaima. So the Gemara here isn't asking, Lo Kaima doesn't mean Shel Kayama versus Eino Shel Kayama, which we'll talk about. It doesn't mean the kosher definition of Kayama of forever or for a month or a week or a day. It means, bottom line, if you're just Topher Shtei Tefiros, if you're threading something back and forth in a single motion, then how is that thread going to stay in the material? So to that, the Gemara answers, v'hucha kasha. In order for that piece of thread to stay in the material, it has to be knotted on the edge, otherwise it may just fall through. There has to be a knot on the edge of the thread in order to ensure that it's going to stay there, it's not going to fall through. That's what Rashi says, shakashran. Shekasher shnei, you're tying the tips of the string because otherwise it may slip in and out. It says the Ritva over here, Ayin Dalit Amud Beis Dibra Masvahusha Kashram. Hiksha Actually, before that, one other Mar Malkum before that. Actually, we'll do this first. Okay. So the Gemara asks on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Dibra Maskil Vehusha Kashra. Hiksha B'Tosfos, we don't have this in our Tosfos. Hiksha B'Tosfos, V'Lechayiv Na'ami Mishum Kosher. So if the act of Topher involves tying the edge of the string so it doesn't fall out of the hole that you're putting the string through, then why aren't you Chayiv Mishum Kosher as well? That you're making a Kesher. The tier two, the cave on she'ena k'shira rak lahamid atvira lo chashvina le'el mishum tofer b'luchot. It's true that you're doing an act of kosher that in a vacuum may be a malach of kosher, but because that k'shira is only to facilitate the tvira, the stitch, you're only chayim mishum tofer, you're not chayim mishum kosher. But in a chanami, in terms of if you're to zero in, focus on that kesher, you could have had a malacha of kosher as well. But because the context of that kosher is only to enhance the tofer, we view that as a malacha of tofer l'chud and not of kosher. And then the Ritva goes on. Umari Aravzal Piresh de Kashran Lav Dafka. That it doesn't necessarily mean, when the Gemara says that you tie the edge, it doesn't have to be a formal knot. Ella Sheher Kivan Zal Gavzeh. The Shazran Biyah Lakaima Tvira is you put it over itself and you wind it or you wrap it in order to preserve the Tvira. So it doesn't have to be a formal knot. You could just wind the string over itself in such a way that it's thicker and it's not going to fall out. And that will ensure that the stitch remains where it's intended to remain. And that's not a kesher at all. So the Gemara says, "V'husha kasher," and it doesn't mean in the halachic sense definition of kasher. It just means that you're doing something on the edge to give it some thickness, so it's not going to fall out. V'yesh od lomar, kigon shekasher avanas lahatir achri kein d'mishum kishira lekav v'mishum tfira ika kaimishum iskaimu achshav. Or maybe it's not kosher because if it's kosher avanas lahatir right away, that's kind of a kesher, a super eino shel kayama, so it wouldn't be, or if you're talking on a deraisa level, even if it's a middle category, it's not a kesher shel kayama, so it's not going to be a violation of kosher at all. Your intention is that you're only going to leave that kesher there until you make a further stitch, until you do something else that's going to prevent the string from falling out. So since that's eino shel kayama, that's not a violation of kesher. So again, three answers in the Ritva for what they present as a question of the Bali Tosos. When the Gemara says that in order to have the tofer have the desired effect, you have to be kosher the edges, why aren't you also violating a malacha of kosher? So either in a chanami, in a vacuum, you could have, but because that kosher is meant to enhance the tofer, we only focus on the tofer and you're only going to violate the malacha of tofer. Or kosher zavdafka doesn't really mean you're making a kesher, it just means that you're winding it over itself to create some thickness in such a way that it's not going to fall out. Or that it's a kesher she'eino shel kayama because you're asui la'atiro, and that's why it's not a violation of kosher. That second teretz of the Ritva, what he quotes from Mori HaRav, that appears in the Chidushim HaMiuchasim L'Ran as well. Perishir Kivan Zelzev, Vishazan Biyad, the Udulok Rabbi. So the Ran saying that this kind of kesher that we're referring to of winding over itself is analogous to an aniva, and we assume that aniva is mutter, like the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda or the Meir Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore That is the context of Behushet Kashran over here. Says the actual Chidushei Ran, Nikad Lamad Ha Yireyim, Lazar Mimetz, Dekosher Kesher Echad Lo Mechayiv, She'eno Miskayim. That a single kasher is not a malacha deraisa, she'eno Miskayim. The Mechayiv came into Tofer Shei Tviros, Lo Mishkachas Lo Belo Kesher, Tepuglei, the Mechayim Mishim Kosher. So he's coming from the opposite direction. It must be that a single kasher is not a malacha deraisa. Because if a single kasher was a malacha deraisa, and you can never get to the malacha of tofer without doing a single kasher, then there shouldn't be an independent malacha of tofer at all. So it must be that kasher echad is not a malacha deraisa. And that's, we had seen this in the Marachor Zeruah that we quoted previously. For the context of what constitutes a kasher shel kayama and kasher she'eino shel kayama, time-wise, lengthwise, the Marachor Zeruah begins that piece with the same question: what is the relationship between kofer and kosher? The Gemara seems to indicate that every tofer has to have a kosher. So he says that same thing, that kasher shel kayama is only if you make a kasher al gabe kasher. But a single kasher would not be a malacha deraisa of kosher, because if that was the case, then how do we come off having an independent malacha of tofer? Isn't every tofer dependent on kosher? Okay. So the Gemara seems to indicate, however you answer the question the Ritva presents from the Bali Tosos, that in practice, in order to have a malacha deraisa where you are tofer shtei tfiros, there has to be some kind of kasher or pseudo kasher in order to preserve the string in such a way that it's not going to fall out. It's mavur in the Rambam that that's only true if you're just making two stitches. But anytime you make more than two stitches, anytime you go more than a back and forth, then you're going to run into a malacha deraisa even without any kasher on the side, because then it's going to be staying in the material because it already went back and forth inside in such a way that it's not going anywhere. That's what the Rambam writes, Perek Yud Halacha Tes, Hatofer Shtei Tefiros Chayiv. Hu Shakasher Rashi Achut Mikan Mikan Kadesh Tamad Tefira V'lo Tishameh. Aval im tafar yeserah shtei tviros, af api shelo kasher, chayev shemis kayemis hatvira. But if you're making more than two stitches, even without the kasher on the side, that's sufficiently going to last, but that's a malacha deraisa on its own. Okay. That's halacha tes. Then halacha yud, the Rambam tells you the opposite of koreya, which we'll get to. And then halacha yud aleph, the Rambam adds another application of tofer, which we'll see leads to the more practical applications of tofer, given that most of us don't sew that often. The Rambam writes, Perek Yud, Halach Yud Aleph, Madbik Niyaro, so Oros Bekolon Shel Sofrim. If you are gluing together papers or hides with sulfur glue, v'chayotzei bo, Arezeh told us tofer v'chayiv. That's a tolada of tofer. That's a malacha deraisa. And then he says the opposite is true for kareya, if you unattach them or undo them. So the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, the Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah don't quote a source for this halacha in Rambam. Minchas Chinuch points this out as well, that it's not clear where the stid of Madbik Niyaros comes from, where the Rambam got it from. But wherever it comes from, it's clear that in the Rambam's presentation of tofer and this extension, that tofer applies not only to sewing or stitching, but any time that you take two disparate objects and join them together, even if you're using a substance like glue and not an actual thread or stitch. That's what Baruch Halacha points out in Siman Shin Mem Sif Yudalit, Shin Mem Sif Yudalit, Dibur Maskil Harei Zeh. That's mavur for the Rambam, that there's a more expansive definition of Topher Daraisa that applies to joining materials together with some kind of substance, even if it doesn't involve the act of stitching. The Bar Lacha points out, you see this from the Gemara on Ayin Dalet on the Beis, the Gemara that we've referenced numerous times before, where the Gemara tries to come up with a tzir where a single act or a single project of construction can create multiple chatos for violating multiple malachos on Shabbos, making this barrel, this chalsa on Shabbos. So Gemara says that for starters, you can violate 11 malachos in doing this creation of a chalsa. And if you sew the mouth of it, chayav shloshes chatos, then you could be chayav an additional two chatos or two additional malachos. What are the two additional malachos? Says Rashi, lupume lasos a safa. If you're making a rim around it, hosif kan tofer v'kosher. So we're adding a malach of tofer and a malach of kosher. Shetzarich likshor la'acharat tefira, because you have to sew it on top. You're sewing a material on the top to make this rim, and then your kosher around that. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a wooden barrel, and you're creating some kind of rim around the top. So it sounds like we're talking about tofer, not just in material, but tofer in wood. And maybe even joining together pieces of wood in some permanent fashion could be a malacha of tofer. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Tes Ha'ara Pei Hei, wonders where we get this from and where we would draw the line. In the ad absurdum direction, he says, would you say that if you take two rocks and stick the rocks together, that's going to be a violation of tofer? Let's say you glue two rocks together, does that constitute tofer? He assumes that would be difficult to entertain. So he thinks, halacha lemaisa application, if you have, let's say you wanted to adhere a piece of paper onto a bottle, that wouldn't be a violation of tofer, and wouldn't be a violation of the opposite of kareya. So he says, let's say you have a soda bottle, and you want to cool off the soda bottle by putting it in ice water, but in doing so, the wrapper is going to get softened and dislodged from the soda bottle. So Shmir Shabbos says, even if that's the case, even if that happens, so number one, it's no worse than a sikreishe delo ichpasle ana derabanan. You have no interest in the wrapper coming off the label coming off the soda bottle to begin with. And we're talking about no more than this is derabanan. So sikreishe ichpasle ana derabanan isn't of such concern, but not so convinced, quoting from Rishon LeZalman, that there's even an iser of korea here bichlal, because he's not convinced that there's an iser of tofer here bichlal if you were to glue the soda bottle label to the soda bottle. So he thinks that if you have, in the case of the rock and the rock, he thinks that's pashut, there's no tofer. If you have a hard material that you're gluing to a hard material. And what about a hard material to a soft material? The soda bottle is hard and the label is soft. So Rishon LeZalman thinks that that also is not necessarily a violation of tofer. Orach HaShabbos disagrees, at least in practice, Perek Yud Halacha, that even though that's the case, so we'll agree that there is a certain spectrum that hard on hard is not going to be a violation of Tofer. Soft on soft is a violation of Tofer. So hard on soft is somewhere in the middle, but he thinks that halacha lemaisa, there is halacha lemaisa, you should be machmir on. He's talking about putting up pashkevila ben Shabbos, but relevant to the soda bottle as well. Okay. Is there a parallel of an Eino Shel Kayama spectrum when it comes to Tofer, the way that we have it by kosher? So we have noted when the Gemara talks about V'halo Kayama, that doesn't mean Shel Kayama in the sense of how long is it going to last. It means is it going to last at all? But what about the Shel Kayama of the kosher context? Is there a parallel when it comes to Tofer that there may be a temporary enough type of tofer that wouldn't even be aser midrabanan? So there's a Mordechai, Hagos Mordechai, Simen Taf Nun Zion. Mordechai Taf Nun Zion. So the Gemara on Mem Chesem and Aleph talks about Poseach Beis Hatzaver B'Shabbes, that if you have a shirt and the area that the head's supposed to come out of the shirt was sewn and it was never used before, but that's how it comes from the manufacturer. Then to undo that opening on Shabbos would be a malacha d'oraisa. Machlokas is Rishon and what the malacha d'oraisa is. Rashi says, Maka b'patish. And then the Gemara has other tsiurim that are equivalent where the sewing was of a less permanent nature, and undoing it on Shabbos may be mutter. So Gemara has, for example, that the laundromat would sew the clothing on a temporary basis for identification purposes, and that's not going to run into the same malacha. Poseach Beis Hatzaver. So in that context, the Mordechai writes as follows. Simen Taf Nun Zayin. Matirin Beis Hatzaver, Rivav Perish Beis Hatzaver, She'im Niskasher B'Shas Kvisasan, Matirin. So if it's the kind of thing that you gave the shirt to the laundromat, to the dry cleaners, and they made a kasher when they were cleaning it, that kasher you're allowed to untie on Shabbos. Aval imaya tafur pi beis hatzavar, but it was actually sewn. It wasn't just a knot, but it was sewn. O kamosha midapkim haratz anim zug shel minag, or the shoemakers would glue together a pair of shoes. Aser lenatkan zemizah. That you're not allowed to separate on Shabbos. Chiluk bein tefira shel kayama sheina shel kayama. So when it comes to kosher, we know that there is a difference between shel kayama and shel kayama, and therefore That was Shel Kayama. That could be, again, Rashi says that's Makom Pasuk. Other Rishonim say it's a kosher and matir issue, but that would potentially be a Malacha Deraisa. If it was only done by the dry cleaners temporarily, maybe you would say, so when it comes to kosher, if it's a kasher that was done temporarily, if it's Eino Shel Kayama, that could be Mutter Latira B'Shabbes, if it's a super Eino Shel Kayama category. But says the Mordechai over here, that's true by kosher, it's not true when it comes to tofer. Even a tofer that's Eino Shel Kayama, made by the dry cleaners on a temporary basis, that's still going to be usher to be Koreya on Shabbos. V'Rabbeinu Yoel, Ein Raviyah, Matir Afilu B'Tfira, and the Raviyah disagrees. Raviyah says, no, that there's a heder of Eino Shel Kayama by Tfira as well. Ho'el V'lav, L'Hiskayim Avid. So the Mordechai quotes as a machlokes, he quotes the Raviyah as saying that there's a heder of Eino Shel Kayama when it comes to Tofer, just as we have Eino Shel Kayama when it comes to kosher. The Magia on the Ritva that we quoted earlier points out that in the Ritva there's a mashmos that you're chayiv on tofer, even if it's not Shel Kayama, like the first day in the Mordechai. Lashon HaRitva, and that the Ritva that was answering the question he quotes in the Baalei Tosfos of why are you chayiv on tofer if you're already chayiv mishum kosher? Why are you not chayiv mishum kosher if you're making a kasher on the sides? So his lashon in the final answer was, Avamishum tfira ika came is kayama. So it sounds like the Ritva there is contrasting shira, excuse me, with tfira, that kasher she'eino shel kayama will not be chayiv, as opposed to tfira she'eino shel kayama, which will. And that's mevur more in the Ritva here on Mem Chesed Aleph, beginning lefikach. That a kasher, that a tefira, even she'eino shel kayama, is going to be aser. And that's the Piskei Rid has that as well, Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Piskei Rid says, Mali tefira b'yamecha and Mali tefira olamis, so we don't find any distinction in the length of time that the tefira is intended to last for. So presumably, if you accept the position of the Raviyah that there is an Eino Shel Kayama category when it comes to Tofer, we would presume that that should be analogous to Kesher, to Kosher, that you would have Shel Kayama Legamri, the La'olam kind of Shel Kayama, that's Malacha Deraisa. You may have a middle category that's still Asa Derabanan, and the Asi La'tir Lebo Bayom could be Mutter even L'chachila. So whether we accept a heter of Eino Shel Kayama when it comes to Tofer is two deos in the Rama in Siman Shin Yud Zayin Se'if Gimel. Mechaber writes, Matirin Beis Hatzavar Mikasher Shekashara Koves She'eino Kasher Shel Kayama Avalein Poskin Usam Echadash Demisakim Manahu Haga Afilu kvar niftach, rak shechazra uman ukishara osafara biyachad kederach sheuman emosin. V'lachein, aser lenatek olachtok zug shel min alim ha-tfurim yachad kederach sheuman en osin, af agav da tfira eina shel kayama, de'ein chile b'tfira v'ein shel kayama le'ein shel kayama. Yish batirim b'tfira she'ena shel kayama, v'ein lahat b'fnei am ha'aretz. So the Ramah quotes two deos, he quotes the Yish batirim second, he says, Ein lahatir bifnei haaretz. Generally speaking, by default, on this question of Tfirushena Shel Kayama, where Machmir, as Rabbi Karr points out, Perek Mem Zayin in footnote 14, that if we're talking about a potential Chashash Daraisa, the Poskim are Nota L'Chumra. He quotes from the Tilu L'David that even the Ramah's Kula was only a kula in kriya and not a kula in tfira. The nidon here in the Ramah is undoing the tfira, right? Asur l'natig olachto gzusha min olam tfurim yachad v'yesh matirim vein lahadir b'fnei hamaretz. The whole nidon in the Ramah is on the kareya side, not on the being tofer l'chachila side. So the Tilo David says that when it comes to kriya, the malacha deraisa kriya is only if it's al menas litpor anyway. So none of these cases that we're talking about of undoing the tefira between the shoes or on the garment, or the beis hasavar, that none of that is al menas, none of that is al menas litpor. So at worst, we're talking about a malacha derabanan to begin with. So then the Rama has the yesh matirin, but in terms of being tofer lechachila be'ena shel kayama, maybe the Rama wouldn't have been matter that at all. It wouldn't even have quoted such a yesh matirin. Baruch HaShabbos quotes from Yashiv thought that the Tilo David was correct. Shmir Shabbos quotes from Rosh Hashanah Zalman. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman thought no, that the het of the Rama applies even to be tofer lechachila, and therefore where there are other considerations that would point towards being mekel, then there may be grounds to be mekel as per the Yesh Matirin in the Ramah. Rabbi Ribiat points out footnote 8 Aleph that when the Ramah says Ein lahakel b'fnei amaretz, that's only talking about something that actually looks like a regular kind of tefira. But maybe if you have materials that are glued together in a temporary way, we'll talk about that when we get to diapers, then maybe there's less of a consideration of Ein lahakel b'fnei amaretz. So the halacha lemaisa application of this, or at least one of the notable ones, which touches on some of these issues of eino shel kayama, is the question of using safety pins on Shabbos. So this all begins with a comment of the Korban Nisanel, Perek Klal Gadol, Os Nun, and that Gemara that we just read, Baha Lo Kaima, when it comes to Tofer, says the Korban Nisanel, Baha Lo Kaima, Perish Rashi, V'kevin de Lo Kaima, La Malachahi, Mashma, De'irka Kushas HaShas, De'lo Havi Av Malacha. So the Gemara is only bothered. How do we know this is a Malacha Daraisa? Aval Pater Val Aser Hu, but even if it was Lo Kaima, even if the thread could get dislodged, it still would be Aser Midirabanan. V'lechein Tama Ani Me'ayin Noagina Olam Shetochvin Im Machat Shekorin Shtakondol. Hakries imamalbish akarin shupsa. So I don't know what any of those words mean, but it sounds like he's talking about some kind of rudimentary safety pin. That minhag olam, or a common practice that he observes, is people would use a safety pin to temporarily join together two pieces of fabric on Shabbos. Ahavishtei tkifos. So isn't that making two stitches or two holes? So that at least should be a malacha derabanan. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Magen Avraham Shin Mem Sif Katan Yud Aleph quotes this Korban Nisanel. He says, "May I taima?" So you can't join together pieces of clothing by sticking in a needle. by sticking in a pin if you're sticking if you're making two holes. So at some point that Rebbe Kivager is quoting this Korban Nisanel. It's not clear if in his quoting the Korban Nisanel Rebbe Kivager means to be machmir halacha lemaisa, but the Mishnah Brura does quote this Korban Nisanel in Siman Shin Mem Sif Katan Kaf Zayin. Shin Mem Kaf Zayin. He says, even though the Gemara indicates in order to be chayav for tofer, you have to make a kasher on the side if it's two stitches, that's only from Lacha Deraisa. It's still going to be us derabanan. B'al Kain, Osam Anashim Shetochven cries by begging B'machav Shetchivas Lav Shaper Avdi Korban Nisanel. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Korban Nisanel that you shouldn't use a safety pin on Shabbos. Says the Shari Tshuva here. Lemascho here in Siman Shin Mem. I am beginus v'radim. Mashem mikamtin bagadai de tfiras machat aroch. O shirocha rosha echad av etofen pamayim shalosh ad shemaspik likmok po tfira. Imbekaimus on kain, kigon big de nashim shemanichin kain ba argaz mikumadai de machat shotisakla hatriach shenis. Vadi asalaska and bishabis. So he's talking about some kind of a safety pin situation. So if you're putting in the safety pin to leave it there for a long time, that's definitely going to be usher. Except for the Raviyah. So he also says that definitely if you're going to leave it for a long time, even if you're going to leave it for a short time, he thinks using a safety pin is aser. So what do the poskim say? Halacha lemaisa. Tzitz Eliezer, chelek yud gimel sim mem gimel, chelek yud gimel sim mem gimel. So he makes this observation that Rebbe Kivager quotes the Korban Nisanel. It's not clear that he's paskin like it halacha lemaisa. He just may be presenting it as a chumrah. And he quotes a sefer that indicates Rebbe Kivager himself was machmir, but maybe that was only a personal chumrah. Maybe he didn't think it was necessary to be machmir halacha lemaisa. And even the Korban Nisanel, even the Mishnah Berurah, we saw quotes of Korban Nisanel, but he quotes it without comment, and he says yesh omrim. So the Mishnah Berurah, to some extent, is a likud. Doesn't necessarily mean that he is endorsing the Korban Nisanel lock, stock, and barrel. So Tzitz Eliezer thinks, at the end of the day, there may be what to be makel about if you're only using the safety pin with the intention of undoing it shortly after for a temporary period of time, especially with Hasulas Tiro Oso Hayom. Chazanish also isn't sure why you should be machmir here. Chazanish, Simen, Kuf, Nun, Vav. He says it's not really an act of tefira at all. You're not really joining together two disparate things in a way that they're significantly attached. By the way, Rav Avadya says in Topher Os Beis, quoting other, some Achronim, is that when it comes to why is this no why is this better than Medabek Niyaros? So Medabek Niyaros, the way that you join together, that you glue together papers, is by gluing them. When we're talking about clothing material, so then the way that you join together material is by stitching it, not just by using a needle. This isn't the derech of tofer at all. The Ravadia thinks that use a safety pin to be mutter l'chachila, even if you make multiple tchifos, because even a needle could be mutter multiple tchifos, and kol shekein, a safety pin is not at all the derech of tofer. Rav Moshe has a couple additional considerations. Cheli beis simin pei dalet. He goes Moshe cheli beis simin pei dalet. He says that not every type of a chibur is bechlal the malacha of tofer. It has to be a chibur where you're mamish joining two things into a seamless single unit. Medabek ni'aros, aros b'kolin shel sofrim, that's joining them into a single unit. But here, he says, if you, l'mashal, if you take a button and you button a piece of clothing, then you're not making the two sides. If you take your jacket and you button your jacket, you're not being mechaber the two sides of the jacket through that button. There's still two distinct sides of the jacket. They happen to be buttoned together, but you wouldn't say that buttoning is an act of tofer. So Rav Moshe thinks that using a safety pin isn't really fundamentally different than using a button. And further, he says that the malach of tofer is only where the act of tofer would require an act of koreya to undo it. So if I stitch something together, the way to undo it is to break the stitch. If I glue a piece of paper together, the way to undo it is to break the glue. If I'm buttoning a button, so I don't have to break anything to unbutton it. And if I use a safety pin, I don't have to break the garment to undo the effect of the safety pin. I just unclick the pin. So in order to be tofer, there has to be an opposite koreya act that would undo the effect of tofer. And that's not true when it comes to a safety pin. So Moshe thinks, in principle, even if the safety pin is going to be miskayim, he thinks it should be mutter. Says if you want to be machmir for the minute of the carbon, the sana where it's going to be miskayim, so then he understands why it would make sense to be machmir there. But if your intention is only to do it on a temporary basis, you're going to undo it when Shabbos is over. Rav Moshe thinks that there's no reason to be machmir at all when it comes to a safety pin. He says that's also relevant to the old cloth diapers at the time that needed to be tied together with a safety pin. This is a 1959 tshuva, long before disposable diapers were invented. So Rav Moshe thinks that definitely, in principle, even if it's going to last for a while, Moshe thinks it's mutter. Number one, because you're not really being mechaber things in a permanent way. Number two, it doesn't require an act of koreya to undo it. And if you want to be machmir if you're going to do it for a long time to last. But Moshe thinks the safety pin definitely would be mutter. And Shmir Shabbos thinks Seif Ayin Dalet Tesvos Ayin Dalet Sivkatan Reish Lamed Zayin, that maybe even the Ramah would agree when it comes to safety pin that you don't have to hide it from an Amar. So Ramah says that if you want to rely on the Yesh Matirin, don't be Makel Bifnei Amaretz. But this is something that's so super Eino Asir Liskayim that maybe it could even be Makel Bifnei Amaretz. And that's what he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, that if your intention is to remove the safety pin from the Beged b'osayom, then it's butter. All things being equal, he says it's better only if you could get away with only making one hole as opposed to two holes. That would be better. But all things being equal, Shlomo Zalman was makel. Rabbi Karp thinks that since the Mishnah Berurah presents a carbon nesanel, then he thinks kedai lahachmir, even though ala mekel yesh milismach. But it seems like the general consensus of poskim of the Last Generation Plus was to be comfortably makele when it comes to using a safety pin on Shabbos. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, next time we will pick up with other applications of tofer and kareya, diapers, Velcro, zippers, and talk about kareya. But I think we should be able to manage with one more shiur this week on Wednesday as scheduled. It may go a little bit longer than usual. And then the plan is to break after Wednesday for Chazara with the Bechin available before Pesach to take any time between before Pesach and a few days after Pesach. Okay, so you have the Marmokomas on Topher and Korea. So Mirtz Hashem, we will try to wrap that up on Wednesday. Okay. I apologize again for
Okay.
having to Zoom today.